This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening, and we're watching the deals pending in Vienna on the Iran nuclear program and what could be the real deal in Brussels to bail out Greece. Here's Christine Lagarde, head of the International Monetary Fund, one of the biggest Greek creditors.
It's been a laborious night, but I think it's a good step to rebuild confidence, and there will be many more steps, I'm sure, that will only be demonstrated by the implementation of what has been agreed now.
The bailout plan announced today is both heroic and puzzling, with billion-dollar questions everywhere. From Athens, Liz Alderman, chief European business correspondent for The New York Times, joins us. Liz, please describe for us this hard night of bargaining in Athens and Brussels.
Well, basically, the country of Greece and other European countries went to bed thinking that not only was there going to be no deal, but that quite possibly Europe was going to start dividing over this issue. And pretty early in the morning, there was an announcement that came out of Brussels indicating that a deal had been struck, with Mr. Tsipras, the Greek prime minister, pretty much capitulating to every demand, as well as more, that Germans and other northern countries had put forth over the night.
Can he make that call, since this deal was, it seems, refused last week by voters in Greece?
Yeah, I mean, it's really been a whirlwind over the last week. As you point out, there was a pretty stunning referendum where the voters did reject the deal. But what we saw after that was, for the first time, European leaders coming out and brandishing the possibility of a Grexit, or a Greek exit from the euro, for the first time ever publicly. Basically, both sides came all the way to the brink. And there was a lot of fear. There was also a kind of a bit of a clash or divide between Germany and France over whether to just let Greece go and get this over with, or whether the European project was important enough over the long term that, you know, the union needs to be kept together. At the end of the day, they all chose to keep the union together, but at a pretty steep cost here in Greece.
And that cost is about $80 billion from Germany and France and the other European partners to finance this bailout. But what are the costs to Greeks?
The average Greek is certainly going to be paying for this. And in fact, you know, having basically dragged these negotiations out for the last 5 months has just made things worse. The economy already fell back into a recession in the first quarter, and that most likely persisted in the second quarter. And the bailout package, which was originally estimated, the Greeks had asked for $50 billion, now, as you say, has risen to more than $80 billion, because the damage to the economy, including from having had the banks closed now for the last 2 weeks, has been so severe that it's going to take that much more money to get them on their feet. And it now remains to be seen whether Mr. Tsipras will be able to actually hold on to power after all of this.
When will people begin feeling the pain and a backlash, if there is expected to be one? When could that occur?
Well, right now, the promises that the banks would open up today have gone unfulfilled. There's a lot of talk that the banks might possibly not open up for almost another month or so. Capital controls would still remain in place if the banks do open. And, you know, you're talking about people who are trying to live by standing in long lines and getting, you know, 50 or 60 euros every day out of the ATM machine. The economy has basically kind of been cratering at a faster rate because there's just not enough money going around. And in the meantime, the Greek people, especially pensioners, are looking at a harder future than what was envisioned before Mr. Tsipras had exhorted the country to vote no to the original package. We also even heard the Europeans saying that they might consider flying in some humanitarian aid to this country, which a lot of people say is a pretty stunning statement. It's something they basically haven't heard since the Second World War.
Liz Alderman, chief European business correspondent for The New York Times. Liz, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.